Hey guys, Will Durst here, wondering exactly why Mitt Romney doesn't release his tax records. Obviously he's hiding something, but what? So desperate to avoid the question, he ran away to the Olympics. Why? Well, because that's where the cameras are pointed, and he's going to get in front of them and not answer any questions about his taxes, which makes a person wonder even more what could possibly be buried in there. Is it too complicated for we mere mortals to understand? Or something nefarious? Allow your intrepid correspondent to offer up a couple of educated guesses about what we might find in Mitt Romney's tax records. He doesn't just have a bank account in the Cayman Islands. He owns 2 of the 3 Cayman Islands. Tithed 10% of his income every year to Scientology. Claims to have 9 kids he calls dependents. His actual net worth is a bazillion dollars. Turns out Mitt really is short for mittens. In 2004, he wrote off $60,000 in hair products. Made a fortune in white slavery futures. Back in the late 80s, his closest business associate was Pablo Escobar. Served 18 months in prison for tax evasion while he was governor of Massachusetts, and nobody noticed. Nickname was Shifty. Biggest charitable donation was to Greenpeace. Holds the lease on a 40,000-square-foot warehouse in Nevada filled with sex toys. He was the actual brains behind Bernie Madoff. Claims Newt Gingrich books on tape as a therapeutic deduction. Has South Dakota placed into his IRA. And finally, not only did he not pay any taxes for the years 1990 to 2002, but it turns out we owe him $400 million.